We're up to that Tzadik Hey of the Beis, which Chedesh El Tovshin Ein Vav. So we asked the question, according to Rav Shimon, that says that the Gazlan doesn't keep the whole thing after the Shini. He only gets to keep a half, a third, or a quarter. Does he either get it in value, in money, or he actually gets a chelik of the animal itself? So we brought a raya from there, and in that raya we mentioned over here that a b'choyr who pays a pashut or a bal choyv who pays off, who collects, seizes the land that was unsold, and he has to pay money to the person who invested in it, and then he takes it. Says Gemara, where do we find, you say that Shmuel says about Chayiv pays off to the Lekech, to the purchaser, the one whose property was just seized. He has to pay him for the investment they put in. He has to pay him. He doesn't pay him. He just goes back to his own seller and he collects from them, not from the Baal Chayiv. Because Baal Shmuel said the Baal Chayiv collects the Shevach. You're telling me that the Baal Chayiv has to pay back the Lekeach, the money for the Shevach. It says clearly, Shmuel elsewhere said the Baal Chayiv just takes it. And then the buyer goes to the seller and collects his money back. Omelet like Kasha, it's not a problem. It depends. Two kinds of Shevach. Depends what stage is that. Can be Shevach HaMagiel Ksafim, that the grass grew so high, that the flowers grew high, it's ready ripe, anything else that belongs to the Lekeach, then the Baal Chayiv has to reimburse him. Can be Shevach HaMagiel Ksafim, but if it's not that ripe, then the Baal Chayiv does not have to reimburse him. It's the seller, because it's like part of the land, and the seller has to reimburse him. Omelet HaMaisim B'chol Yoyim, we see every single day, because Magi B'Shmuel, I feel the Shevach Ksafim, we see Shmuel collects from the lender, even the Shevach is completely, he says to the lender, you can seize the property, even though there's produce that's ready to be cut and everything else, and the lokeh has to go to his seller to get reimbursed for restitution, doesn't go to the lender. Amla lekasha. If the lender's loan is equivalent to the land, let's say the loan was $1,000, the land is worth $800, but including the produce is $1,000, and then the lender seizes the whole thing, and the buyer has to go to his seller to collect back. But the lender, let's say that $1,000, the field is worth $1,000, plus $200 of produce, then the lender has to pay that $200 of produce to the buyer. That makes sense. Lamanda says, "E islay zuzi lekeh." Lekeh has options. If the lekeh has money, he can send the lender packing. Say, you know, taking the property here, take the money for your loan. So the one who holds that the borrower cannot send away the lender. Makes sense. Says the borrower has no real rights on the field, so the lender can take the whole field, including the shevach. If I had money, I would send away the whole land. You're telling me there's $1,000 plus $200 produce. Hash to havli give you the other. She's like, don't pay me money. My seller owes you $1,000. The land's worth $1,000, but it's $200 of produce. So what are you doing? You're seizing the whole property and you're giving me $200 cash. What are you taking $200 cash for? You leave me a piece of property that's worth $200. On the maskining and the shavinella apoytike. You're talking about a case where the buyer has no rights here whatsoever, because the lender and the borrower made up then I want that it should be an apoytike. Apoytike koi, he's going to collect from this particular land. Therefore, in that case, the buyer has no rights whatsoever, and the lender can seize the entire property, and he just gives him some money, cash, for the extra value on the extra improvements he made on the property. Okay, this is where we're up to. Two dots. Omar Rove says, Rove, what happens? Gozal, Shimon stole a property, vihishbiach, and he improved the property, so that's a shinui, and he's koine, umocha, and he sold the entire property. Or the Gozal, he stole a property, vihishbiach, and he improved it, vahoidish, and he gave it over to his children, he inherited. Mashish biach mochet. What part belongs to the ganef? The shini, which is the shevach. Mashish biach chodesh. So that was a proper sale, and that was a proper yerusha, and it just returned the original back, or the equivalent value of the original. Boy Rava, what about Ishbiach Lekeach? The ganef stole it, sold it, gave it, and sold it on to somebody else, and that other person made the improvement. That guy made the shini. Mao, boss of the boy, after he asked the question, how the pashta, he resolved it. Ma mochadish l'sheni. What did he buy? The second guy, what did he buy? Kol zechush shetov liyadu. All the rights the first guy had. Boy, Rava asked a question. What about if a guy improved it, does he also get to keep, when we see the property back from the guy, does he get to keep the shvach? What do you think? We can help a guy out and say Shini's kind for him so that he can, you know, could be did for the cause of Shavin or that he can keep it? What do you think? I'll tell the cases. So he sold to Yid. This guy, he sold it on to Yid. So what? Save. We just said the buyer is right. Oh. The buyer is.
Okay.
It's a new month. It's a new. The Gemara says, "Yeah, safe. Habar machlim chavim hadekum like a goy. Since the buyer has only the rights of the seller, and the seller is a goy, what's a shayla letzicha? Going to Gozal Yisrael. We're talking about a case where Yid stole it, v'zav nenele, and he sold it to a goy. V'hishbichay chavim, the goy improved it. V'hadar chavim, v'zav nisrael, and then he turned and sold it to a Yid. My mi amidu we say kivon demi kari Yisrael, v'hadar Yisrael, start with a Yid, end with a Yid. Avdei rabban dekanta, so they want to help out. So the shvach he can keep. Ideal ma kivon deika v'chamem, so go in between. Avdei rabban dekanta, teiku. Amra papa nu gemara. We're talking about a shini. You need a proper shini, a change in order to say that it's no longer the original item. Amra papa said, papa, hi man, the gozel dikla mechavre. You stole a palm tree from your friend. The cutle and you knocked and you chopped it off. I forgot the shadim ara la ara, even though you moved it now from one piece of land to another piece of land. Till the day he brought it into his own garden. Like Connie is not kind of mind timer. Me caught a dickle, me kill a hashdom, it's still only a palm tree. Okay, isn't that a pretty big shit? You cut the palm tree down. Okay, you're replanting it. But more than that, in this case over here, the Geneva and the Shini is the exact same thing. But what's a Shini? We always learn a Shini is I stole it, and then the next day I go and I make changes. Here, how did I steal a palm tree?
By making a Shini.
That's a whole different kind of a Shini. So that's the Geneva. So what would you be kind of? How would you be kind of? The only way you'd be kind of is if you change the name as well. You need more than just a Shini. You had to change the name. And since it's still called a palm tree, you didn't do anything. What about Dickley stole a palm tree? And the other Guve. You chopped it down. The Connie, you know, kind of why? Hash to me, it's Guve the Dickley, make it still call parts of a palm. What about Guve? What about it was, let's say, part. Avdin and Kishure, and you turned it into beams. Then Connie, because now it changes name. It's no longer called a palm, and it's now called beams. Shoot it out of it. You stole large beams of Dinik Shuzut and you cut them down to small beams. Like Kony, you're not Koyne. Why? You're not Koyne. It could still be beam. It's not enough of a change. Of Dinuk Kitsutsaisa. But if you turn it into a different kind of beam to change the shape, then Kony, you are Koyne. You stole a Luliv of Dinu Hutsi. You stole a lulav and vavdinu hutzi, and you then went ahead and you broke off leaf by leaf by leaf. Kani ya kaina. The mikara luliva mikra. First it's called a lulav. Guys are learning now. You shouldn't do this. Mikara luliva. First it's called a lulav mikra. Vahashta hutzi. Now it's called a hutzi. Before it had any lulav. Now you broke off all the leaves. It's called a hutzi. Hutzi, let's say it was a bunch of leaves of dinu chufia turned into a broom. Kani ya kaina. Mikari hutzi. First it was called a hutzi. Vahashter chufia. Now you turned it into a broom. Chufia of the shashuda. Let's say that it was a broom, and you turned it into a rope. Then loy kani ya kaina. My time maker the hardest sausle. It's so easy to dismantle it and put it back into the original state. Now have the chufia reverted back to chufia. So those, all these things you need a proper shini before it's considered a shini. Okay, boy, that papa. What about nechleke hatuyimis? You know that when we mention we're going to buy love and sregim soon, and the tuyimis, the twins, those two, the two things sticking out from the top. If you split them, mao is actually a shinui or not? Toshma damad masna mishum alevi nitla hatuyimis pasla. That tuyimis is missing the lulav pasla. It's obvious it's a shinui. My la who adin lechle. If the entire thing is missing, it's pasla. Maybe even if it's split, it's pasla. Tomorrow, so, like, no. Nitla shiny, maybe if it's missing, it's puzzle, the chasla is missing entirely, but if it's there, just split. Who says it's puzzle? So the difference, it's not puzzle, it's not a shini. And Nikidam, the others say, Toshma Pufik, Domad Moshe Meshur Ben Levi, Nechel Katayim is Nasik Misha Nutle or puzzle, and that's halacha. The top, the coming out of the shed, those top main ones are split, it is puzzle. On the sides, it's not so bad, it's only a couple. Omar Papa's on a papa. Hi, man, the gazel afra mechavri. You stole dirt from your friend. Of the livinosi, you turned into bricks. Like kani and akaina. Why not? My time with the hoda mashal afra. It's so easy to take a brick and to turn it, revert it back into dirt. What about levinosav of the afra? You stole a brick and you turned it into dirt. Kani akaina. Look at why. It's so easy to turn it back into a brick. My amna, what are you going to argue? Do mahoda of livinosav. Maybe you'll turn around and turn it into a brick. Hi, levinosav achritu. Panu chadosh is bolakan. It's not the same brick that you stole. It's a whole new brick. Panu chadosh is bolakan. Yeah. And Rashi explained more than that. It's impossible to make two bricks that are identical. So it seems like not because it's a new brick, it's not the same as before. It's more than that. It's impossible to make it identical, which would seem from Rashi, if you could make it identical, then you wouldn't say Panim Chadosh is Bo'ol Lekan. Oh, but Abba says, Hi, Mandi Gozal Naskha Mechavi. He stole a chunk of silver from your friend. Bob is using, he turned it into coins, like Kani and Akain in my time. Hadar Avalu Naskha, you can melt the coins back into a chunk of silver. What about Zuzi? What about you stole money, Bavdin Nachi, and you melted down and turned it into silver? Kani Yarkana. Aye, my Amrit. What are you going to say? Hadar Avla Zuzi, you could turn it into coins again. Panachadosh is Balakan. And Rashi says again, because it's possible to make exactly the same coins, which would mean that today you could make the exact same coins. It wouldn't be Panachadosh is Balakan. So Panachadosh doesn't only mean that it's new and wasn't there before, because it was here before. It was here before, you melted it down to a piece of silver, and now you're putting it back. That's not new. What makes it new is that it's different than what was there before. Shchimi, what about old coins? Vavdinachad, you made them new. Like koni, not koine. Because it's really the same thing. Vachadati vavdinachchimi, new ones that you turn into old ones, koni. You are koine. My amma, what are you going to say? You can always clean it up and make it look new again. Hodor over the chad, make it new. You can never make it brand new, sparkling again. You can always see a little bit of rust left over, a little bit of that aging there. You can't never make something brand new. Okay, the mission then continues saying, "Cloud, this is the rule. Kolag as loni. Anybody steal something, mishalmin kishas agzela. You steal, you have to pay what it was at the time you stole it." Lasuimai, what's this rule coming to include? You already learned in the Mishnah, you stole a pregnant animal, you stole a regular animal that became pregnant and gave birth. So what's this case adding? Lasuye to add Hoda Omar we learned before in Davos Samachay on Beis, where we had the Gemara, that whole argument of Beloi, and we each one said Achmon Lislama Haidaitach. Hoda Omar Abeloi, Abeloi said, Gonav Tle, you stole a sheep in Nasa Ayil, and it became a ram. So this is like a Shinei Hashem. Or Eagle, a calf, and Nasa Shem. The other Machlekes was, because we brought Psukim, that actually we find that even an Eagle, an Eagle, a Seh, and an Eagle are interchangeable. You can have a young one called an Eagle, an old one called a Seh, so therefore it's not really a Shinei. But anyhow, so he stole a sheep and it became a ram. Or Eagle, and Nasa Shem, a calf, it became a cow. Nasa Shinei, but Yodav, you were the Shinei, now you're Koine, so therefore if you proceed to Shecht or sell it, whose animal did you Shecht? Your own animal. Shalom, you Tavech. It's your own animal, and therefore, and that's what the music company to teach you here. Ahu Gavra, there was a person. Rashi learned before, if you just remember, that even though we say this is a shinui, it's not the same shinui we learned everywhere else. All other shinui means you get to keep the item itself, and I got to give you money. In this case here, Rashi, if I remember correctly, says before, the animal you got to give back. Even though now it became older and became a cow, you got to give back. But it's a shinui as far as Dalad Hay is concerned. Other Rishonim argue, but Rashi learns that way.
So you deduct the shevach in the
no,
animal.
No, you do nothing. The animal is the same animal. You give it back. But when it comes to Tzricha Mechida,
it's not in the Arbok Chamisha, let's say he sold on the animal to someone else, but they recovered it.
Rashi says, Shinui loha milsa, only as far as this din is concerned, the im tovach u'machar shelo yitavech, u'potim daldei, aval keren v'kefil mishalim keren kihashta. When it comes to keren, he gives the animal the way it is. In Kepel, can't you go to? I can try some other thing. But the Keren, you get back the animal it is. It's a Shinui only as far as this, not as far as that.
But the Gabbah Chamisha?
Yeah, and all the Achraim tried to explain Rashi Shita. It's a Shinui, it's a Shinui. Rashi says, Laha Milsa. It's only a Shinui as far as the Dal Vahay is concerned. As far as the original animal, you got to give it back to the owner. Because that's how he learns. If there's a taste in the next page, what it means. The Gemara conclusion is that Keren gets you going. So Rashi learns that Tainas Dom means if the animal is still in existence, the animal itself got to go back. Back to the Gemara. Hugav is a person. The gazel he stole. Padonna the toidi. He stole a pair of cows. that they there's a pair that they're going to go out and plow your field. And Mechabre from his friend, Ozo Kodabo Kabre, went ahead and started to plow his field for him. Zora Bazara, he used the field and he improved his field with the stolen cows. And he planted seeds. L'seif ahadrin l'mori, then he gave the cows back. Also, the Kabre came from Nachman, Omlu, Nachman, who was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and he was the Abbezin. He said, "Zilu He said, "Besides the cow you gave back, let's assess the improvement to his field, and he has to give that back to him." Rava said to Nachman, "What? You think that the only contributor to this improvement in the planting was the cow or the land? Why does he have to pay the whole improvement back to the original guy?" Did I say in the Shai Makula that I say he should assess the whole and pay the whole amount? Value what? How much the seeds and anything else that he planted? Let's say worth $1,000 of produce. $500. He got to get back to the nigna because it came from the cow. Omle save gzeiluhu. He gazled the kahadra beina. L'cheida, he stole an animal. He has to give back the animal. He did. Now kolagas blamishang gzeila. He stole the animal. Let's get back.
Charging him extra.
Yeah. What's all this extra? Omle said to him, lo yamin lach. Sharp words. I'm not said to him, didn't I tell you, ki yasivna bedina, when I'm sitting in the table, don't you dare open your mouth. He's telling Rava, you're a Talmud, you're a Rosh Hashiva. Don't mix into business of Rabbonim, in Rabbis of Izachim. Because the Omar Hune Chavrin, I want you to know that Hune, my friend, said a lawyer about me, that I know that I, Rav Nachman, the Shavim Malka, and the king Shavim Malka, who was the king of Persia at that time, and is referring to Shmuel. Achi Bidina, we're like brothers in arms when it comes to a din teda. And therefore, no one can question anything you were saying. We're top notch. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, we're like Anor Vishavim Malka, Achi Bidina. We are top notch, nobody can question us. And you want to know why I said he should pay all that when you're right, you don't have to pay it? This is a career ganef. I got to stop him once and for all. So I'm going to make. And a rov has a right to levy penalties, in my opinion, of the pay, so I can sort of stop him in his way. Mishneh goza behema, you stole a behema of his skin, the behema aged. Avodim servants, his skin of the age. Mishalom kishasak zela. We've already had this before. So they age, because they age, there's a shinui, and therefore the shinui is kain, and you only pay the original. That's a chachamim. Rab Meir says, "By avodim." Rab Meir says, "In principle, I agree with you that why that shin is koina, but not by avodim. You know why? Because avodim is like karkas, like an asset, fixed asset, and there's no karka in exelus. By avodim, Eimer loy hadish chavdecho by karka. You say, take the land back the way it is. Take it ever back the way it is because it's karka. What about Gozal Mabe? You stole a coin, Venizdik, and you cracked it. Paydays for Hikivu, and the paydays, and they rotted. Yayin Vehech made wine, and it became sour. Mishalim, Geshasek Zela. All of them are Shinu. You pay original price. What about Banbeya, Venifso? What about a coin that no longer is in usage? So if you look at the coin, you can't tell that there's anything wrong with it. Or Truma Venitmas, or Truma that became Tummy. Again, you look at the Truma, you can't see anything wrong with it. Or Chomets over all of a Pesach. Or Chomets that went through a Pesach. Again, you can't anything wrong with it. Behema v'nis av the bar, or behema that, let's say, they bow down to avodah zara, or they serve, or they.
So even though the item is also, but you can't see ba'en any.
Exactly, the hezek she'ena nika, which we learned is loishmei hezek, is only a knas to be hezek, but it's not a real hezek.
But lepoil of the chayv.
Yeah, but I can give it back to you. I can say hareish l'chofenecha. That's the point. Yeah, of course you can't use it, but hareish l'chofenecha because it is.
You stole from me a cow that I could do anything with. And now you
cow
can
is the same cow.
It's also banor.
Begashmis, it looks exactly the same.
But it's also banor.
True, bad. That's a spiritual thing. It's all spiritual stuff. It's not tangible.
Halacha is a spiritual thing.
Halacha is only deal with tangible stuff. No, only tangible stuff. Medina Shemayim maybe has to pay back, but they don't know. Oishenifsla Magamas Beach. Or for whatever, let's say he did actually, he made a mum on him that you cannot see, a mum in the cataract of the eye that you cannot see. The animal was sentenced to be stoned because it killed a man or a woman. He has a right to say it's Rovanecha. Says the Gemara, I'm a papa, I'm a papa. Loi skin is skin, mam. That means mam is old, that can barely lift the leg. And I feel the koch, even though the animal is weak, is already sufficient to be a shitty. For the Gemara, not trying his skin, the not sufficient mission, he skin became old. Amri koch, ke'en is skin. So we say, no, that's time a little bit weaker. It has to be a very weak, like it became old. The lahadda body. We're talking about a week, not a week that, he's sick for a couple of days and gets back to normal. A weakness that is debilitating, that, this is it. And it's just on the way down. $50 note. It's also packed. Umbelin Bark Shisha Mark Shisha Tasis in Babas of Zion Bay has a whole Hakira. With two sons of Chiv, one was called Mayanuka, one was called Mark Shisha. Shisha in Aramaic means old, and Yanuka means young. So it has two opinions. Which son, interesting argument, which son was the older, which is the younger? One way of learning is Shisha is the older son, and Yanuka is the younger one. Yeah, another way is to put a catch. When you had the first son, you know he'll be the older one, you know he'll have another son. Why would you have called him the older son? Yeah, exactly. The first one was called the Yanuka, and the second one was called Shisha, because he was born when Chizda was an old man. So who you call junior, who do you call senior? He said, "Rabbi Yochanan, I feel gone out clever. Now, say you stole a sheep, became a ram. Eagle now showed a cow, became a cow. Now, since we yodet, the shini v'kana, you kainet. Tov mochos loy, tov esh loy, moich. It's all yours. Amalei lavin. Did I tell you loy tachliv gavri? So he actually told him off. Didn't I tell you that don't mix up names? It's not only important to remember what the halach is; it's very equally important to remember who said it. What kind of Yochanan?" Ahu mashmei Rabbi Loi itmar. It was Rabbi Loi said it. So this is, I remember for bringing, Meir Tzuba was once referring the whole night. The beginning of Matzia says, the Mishnah, lema de loike bananas. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? No, you have everything, you have to know, not only, you have to know everything in the Gemara, everything. Kodesh, who said it? The name, like you must have heard, like Tachlub Gabra.
Exactly.
Exactly, get the names right, not just the details of the story. But I mean, like I told you a number of times. Obviously, this is a okay. The mayor says, "Ba'avodim." When it comes to slaves, he say, "Had eishul chalaf anecha." Why? Because slaves is like kaker, like a fixed asset. And I say, "Give it back." Omar Rab Chanina Barav Dimai. We already had this yesterday as well. Rab Chanina, the son of Dimai, said, "Omar Rab Halachik Rameir." The Chachamim say that a kaker is a mobile asset, so you can say, you know, shin is kainer, and you have to give back money. And the Rav Meir says no, that it's a fixed asset. He said, "By Hema, you can't say that." But Yimoda, how can you do that? Rav Shavik Rabbanon Vavik Rameir. How can it be that Rav should not paskin like the Rabbanon, rather pick like a Meir? Amri the Yimoda, I say, you know why? Mishum the Brisa Ivchatanya. In a Brisa, the names will forget. So Rav Meir over here is really the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is really the Rav Meir. And so therefore, when he's paskin like a Meir on Mishnah, he means he's really paskin like the Rabbanon because the names are wrong.
So where was the confusion, in the Mishnah or the
Brice? At the moment, we're saying the confusion in the Mishnah. If Chetanya, very much of a Rav Shavik Masnis and Vavik Brice. So we're saying, your Mishnah said a Meis is this, your Brice is forget, so who are you going to trust? And a Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and it was done over, and it was filtered a million times, versus the Brice. Of course you trust the Mishnah more. So my answer is Rav Masnis is not Mivchetani. No, Rav actually learned the Mishnah Pufaket. So it's not that he's changing that he's passing like the Braisa versus the Mishnah. His version of our Mishnah was Pufaket. The Meir is the one who says is the first opinion. The Rabbanon is the one who says that by Eved is fixed like Karka and you cannot get back. Well, my time with the Rav Ofik Masnis come to the Braisa. Okay. So he swapped the names around the Mishnah because of the Braisa. My time with the Rav, the Ophik Mastisik, I'm Braisa. What are you doing? So you tell me the Rav changed the names of the Mishnah around to suit the Braisa. Add Rav a name for the Braisa, come as isn't. You have to change something, change the Braisa around to suit the Mishnah. Amri Rav, Nami Mastisik, Ivcha Asnei. So one answer is that he had Chilat Taka learned the Mishnah this way. This is how he learned. The names reversed. Or Inami, Kilo of a Chodah become a Chodah. If you have one Mishnah versus one Braisa, there's no question. You follow the Mishnah's version rather than the Braisa. Of a Chodah become a Tarti, but if you have two Braises that say differently, one Mishnah does not stand up against two Braises. Then Ophich, he'll turn the Mishnah around. So we have, what are the two Braises? One Braise we just mentioned a minute ago, we didn't say spell it in time, but we said the Braise that has the opposite version of our Mishnah. The Tanya, this is the second Braise. The Tanya we learned, Hamachali Potter Bechamoy. The question is going to be that we make a swap of a cow and a donkey. The cow is sitting in the seller of the cow has the cow sitting in his paddock. And the guy, the donkey, somewhere else out there. And then what happened was, and the cow gave birth to a child. And the question is that baby calf born before the trade? Before the swap or after the swap? And no one knows because the cow wasn't present. Now, how could it be the cow wasn't present? Normally, what's the kinya for a cow? Mashicha. So the only way you can be kind of cow is by pulling it. Of course, you can see if there's a calf there or not. So it must be talking about a dinner swap. So the cow is in some paddock somewhere and nobody saw it. So a machli part of a chamor, you swapped a cow for a donkey, the yolda, and the cow gave birth. And the question is when? Before the deal or after the deal? Before the swap or after the swap? Likewise, I'm moicha shivchasa, you sold a maid, the yolda, and you gave birth. Now, how do you buy a maid with money? So the maid is sitting somewhere in her house, and we do a deal somewhere in the city, and exchange, I pay you for it. Again. And the maid gave birth, and we don't know if it was that child born before the deal, then it belongs to the original master. If it's born afterwards, it goes to the new buyer. So the seller says, they're all happened while before the deal. I don't know, I wasn't there. We have a rule, body v'shema, body adif, and he's a muhzik, he's sitting in his house. What about Zayman? They both don't know, they were both here, how could they know? Then yachleiku. What do we do? You don't know? Yachleiku. What about ze aimi b'shuzi b'shuzi? Each one tiny that definitely happened before the deal, definitely happened after the deal. Yishava hamoiche, the seller sells shibi b'shuzi yolda, swears that it happened to shuz. V'shekol hanishboyin shibi teira, the teira, who swears? Not the one who's collecting, but the one who has to pay, swears, and he gets to keep the money. So over here, the seller is the one who owns the lechatchilah. So he swears that it happened while I was in his balbas, and it stays with him. Now, why is there shvu in the Torah here? Well, there are very few shvus in the Torah. There's a shvus of shemin. You know, shemin has to swear that I didn't do malacha with it, and my story is correct. And there's a shvu made the mixes. There's very few other shvus.
So if you don't know if
im lo yagiv enos avoyne. Yeah, very good. So Rashi learns a very interesting case here. Rashi learns, you know what happened here? There's a shvu by the mixes here. Because two things happen here. When I buy the Eved, suddenly I see that the Eved's missing a hand. We made up, you're going to sell me a proper Eved, suddenly the hand is not there. So I go and I demand from you two things. The buyer says, you promised me a full Eved, Eved with two hands, and the baby was in my Rishus born. And the Balabas says, I'm moide that I told you I'm going to sell you a full shifcha, two armed shifcha. But the baby was by me. So he's a moide b'mixus. And now he has to swear shvu d'raisa.
On the section that they debate.
Exactly. And we don't call it halach. We have a rule in Bob Mitzi we'll have soon called halach. Halach is if you say, you owe me $100, and I say, I owe you only 50, so it's moide b'mixus, I got to swear that I don't owe you the other 50. But if I say, and here it is, I owe you 50, and here I'm paying you right now. So therefore, the 50 is no longer part of the claim because I cleared it off the table. So then, there's nobody mixes anymore. It's called Halach, Rabbi Chiya says. So why is this Halach here? It's not Halach here because the Shivcha that's standing in front of us is missing a hand. So what's the Halach? I got to find you a Shivcha with two arms. Says the Gemara. So therefore, when you shvu the raisa, you swear. So what happens with the moicha mixes? The guy swears, and then I don't pay you. So here also, the moicha swears that if the child was born in his rishus, he doesn't pay. Divrei Rav Meir, the chachamim say, einish boyin, when it comes to the case of an eved, there's no swearing. Lo yalavodim l'kakoy. So what do the chacham hold? That an eved is like karka. And what does a meir hold? An eved is no different than a cow. It's not like karka, it's a mobile asset. So we see that a meir holds, it's not like karka. So here's another braisa opposite of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, a meir is the one who says the eved is like karka. Here we see clearly in this argument here, when they're talking about a shvur, a meir holds, yes, swear, because an eved is not like karka. So the Gemara says, hi, halacha kerameir, halacha keraban. So why does Rav use the words halachas like a meir? Since you're telling me Rav swapped the names around, and it's really the rabbanon who are holding that eved is like karka. So what should Rav have said? Halacha like rabbanon, and they'll tell us what the rabbanon hold. Hi, halacha kerameir, halacha keraban. Should say halacha rabbanon. How come it? Lemaidav chita v'tanisa halacha kerameir. You guys don't like my version. You guys have the Mishnah saying that the meir is more severe karka. The halacha is like a meir.
So he's saying according to their opinion.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop paying attention to my mitzvah.